grasp the left hand of the cross.
Quit.
And if you had too many people spending the night over here, you might put something on the floor.
Pallet.
You might say, we expect a big yield from that field because the soil is very
deep.
And what's another word meaning the term rich?
Rich soil.
Is there another way of saying that?
No, good soil. Okay.
Well, what do you put in it on the soil if it's poor soil?
Fertilize.
So this word like that. It might be very.
Wouldn't be very fertilized.
Okay. Well, could it be very fertile.
Very fertile, right?
All right. And a field that might be good for nothing but just raising grass and stuff, you know, clover and alfalfa, something like that, might be called a what?
Poor land.
Well,
poor soil.
If it's just have you ever heard of something like a meadow?
A meadow, yeah. Just,
what's that?
It's a landed layout. You don't use it. It's just something that.
It's not used for pasture.
And it's nothing on. Yeah, you can use it for pasture, but you don't tend to. It's just something layout.
Uh-huh.
Is this somewhere they can tromp around in?
What about land that has water standing on it for a good part of the time?
Oh, you call it creek. A swamp.
All right, and. Now, down around the coast, you know, down there, the place where salt hay grows, talking about, along the ocean, that stuff, those weeds that grow.
Monster.
Yeah, so what do you call that area?
A swamp area, I don't know.
Right around the ocean.
A desert?
Well, right at the ocean. You know, at the edge of the ocean, you'll have a beach sometimes, and sometimes you'll have a marsh. It's a place just where just weeds are growing and just
mossy.
Well, it's a place that water covers it sometimes, and then sometimes the water runs out, but you really can't use it for anything.
A mucky place?
Yeah, sort of like a mucky place, but it's would you call it like a marsh? You ever heard of a marsh?
No.
Or a salt marsh?
Uh-uh.
Well, have you ever seen a place at the beach or at the ocean? Where the beach isn't, you know, where you see the water way off, but you really can't get to it because all the grass and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call a place like that?
We would call it the muck.
All right. And now there are different kinds of soil in the field. So what's the different kinds just of soil?
It's a bottom soil and a top soil. Light soil, it's heavy soil. That's the difference in the texture of the land.
Now, what's the light soil and heavy soil?
Heavy soil would be clay. Mm-hmm. You know, dirt.
Well, now, there's some soil that's a mixture of sand and clay. Do you know what that's called? Real rich.
A fertile soil?
Yeah, it's a kind of, it's real fertile soil. And it's called something like
I would know the name of it.
Well, have you ever heard something like loam?
No.
How would you say that word?
I never said it.
You never said loam?
Uh-uh.
If there was some real black soil, what would you call it? You know, that was just real good. Just grow anything.
We call it rich soil. That's what we call it.
Now, suppose you have some land that's just a little bit swampy. And you want to use it for cultivation, you know, but it's just got a little too swampy. Now, what would you do to the land to get the water off it?
You would drain it off. You would ditch it off.
Okay. Now, what do you call the thing that you dig to ditch it off? Something big enough, maybe to float a barge in, even. Well, what would you dig just to drain the swamp first?
You would dig a gutter, yeah.